Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I know all that matters is the wild cards and the NFL playoffs this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Obviously, we're getting into it on coast to coast, left and right. But what about the draft? What about the draft in Detroit? Who's going to be the top players going around the NFL to these teams that have suffered for long enough? Caleb Williams still projected as the number one draft pick out of USC. Then it's Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State. I see Drake May is in the top 10 as well in terms of who's going to get taken. The heel quarterback, I think, did nothing this year. What did he do? Honestly, besides not playing games that matter, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman. He's going to go top 10 for sure. Odunze, the great receiver from Washington, will be top 10. So will Malik Nabers, the receiver from LSU. The tight end Brock Bowers of Georgia is a top 10 pick. Fashanu, the offensive tackle of Penn State, is an absolute monster. So is tackle Joe Alt from Notre Dame. And what about Penix, the great quarterback from Washington, playing in the Natty against the Wolverines? No one can stop him. The guy's been absolutely unbelievable. Some of the other names you're going to see flying off of that board: Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama; Keon Coleman, the great receiver from Florida State. How about the white boy, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the cornerback? When's the last time you saw that happen? Jared Verse, another rusher from Florida State. You got Florida State players coming off the board left and right. Receiver Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU is another one. Defensive tackle Johnny Newton from Illinois. Another tackle, Tavondre Sweat of Texas. And you know J.J. McCarthy's going to get drafted. The Michigan quarterback has been fabulous. And Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, the corner. Obviously, it wasn't a shock to see Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron, fired after four seasons in Washington. They didn't do anything. Remember, he went 76-63 at Carolina. And, of course, they finished getting whacked by Dallas. And he just didn't do well. They've gone 19-31 with no playoff appearances. Remember, they captured the East title in his first season at 7-9, then they went 19-31. The thing that's crazy about his firing is who they're bringing in. Bob Myers from the Warriors, who stepped down in Golden State. He's been on ESPN of late. And Rick Spielman used to be with the Vikings. So Josh Harris has brought those two guys in to find the next coach and the next head of football operations in D.C. There's been a lot of rumors about Bill Belichick. Could Harris be going after the legendary Patriots coach? There's been talk that Belichick, and I'll believe it when I see it, that he's willing to give up some power and decision-making in New England if he were able to come to some kind of an agreement with Bob Kraft. But we'll see how that all plays out. But that's the end of the line for Riverboat Ron in our nation's capital. And bye-bye Art Smith in Atlanta. He did a terrible job with the Falcons anyway, so let's not waste a lot of time on that. They got spanked by the Saints 48-17. It sealed a 7-10 season. He met with Arthur Blank and Rich McKay last night after the loss, and that was the end of Smith. He went 21-30 in three seasons with the Falcons. The Panthers fired their GM, Scott Fitterer, after a 2-15 disastrous season. So let's just take a look at the schedule for these wild card playoff games. As far as the NFC, the Packers play at Dallas Sunday at 4:30 on Fox. The Rams play the Lions at Ford Field Sunday night at 8:15 on NBC. The Eagles play the Buccaneers Monday night at 8 o'clock on ESPN. The Niners get the bye. As for the AFC, the Steelers play the Bills Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's on CBS. The Dolphins play at Arrowhead against the Chiefs Saturday on Peacock at 8. So what does that mean? Nobody else can see it? You got to be kidding me. Browns at Texans Saturday at 4:30 on NBC. Of course, the Ravens get the bye. So how did the Bills end up winning the East? Well, they won in Miami on Sunday night. You know, after a Week 13 bye, they were 6-6 and had about a 21% chance to make the playoffs and a 4% chance to win the division. But then they got down to business. They end up winning 21-14 over the Finns at Hard Rock. They scored only 7 points in the first three quarters. But then they turned it on and got it done. They're now the number two seed in the AFC. They'll host the seven-seeded Steelers Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Steelers have been given absolutely zero chance to win the game. Literally, people are just like already writing off the Steelers. Done deal. Bills win. Hope you enjoyed it. One and done. Congratulations. You went 10-7. You made the playoffs. Tomlin's a genius. He did it with Mason Rudolph winning their last three games after losing three in a row. They won three in a row to end it and go 10-7 and make the playoffs after the Jags lost. And the first thing everybody said was, they're dead meat in Buffalo. And, like, why show up for the game? They're 9.5-point dogs already. I mean, I'm sure they're scared to death to take the opportunity up and play the Bills at Orchard Park. Scared to death. Probably don't even want to go. Probably won't even get on the plane. Probably won't even eat food, you know, that morning. You know what I mean? Like, just shaking in their boots. The Bills' defense limited the Dolphins to 4 plays or less on all 5 second-half possessions, with Miami having a ball for about 7 minutes in the last two quarters. The Dolphins had 57 yards in the second half, the fewest allowed by the Bills in the second half since 2021. Buffalo had 5 trips in the first three quarters beyond the Dolphins' 35-yard line, and they only got 7 points. They had 3 Allen turnovers, 2 picks, and a fumble. The Bills had 3 red zone drives and without points. That was tied for the most by any team in a game this season. And it matched Buffalo's most in a game over the last 20 seasons. Allen was 30 of 38 for 359 and 2 TDs with a pair of picks. He rushed for 67 yards on 15 carries. And he extended his streak for most consecutive games with two or more passing TDs against a single opponent. 13. The problems for the Philadelphia Eagles continued in East Rutherford at Snoopy against the Giants. They got their ass beat. Receiver A.J. Brown injured his right knee early in the game. They had everything. Blankenship, the safety, a groin. Juergens, the guard, injured his eye. Safety Sidney Brown, a knee. He left the game. Jalen Hurts injured the middle finger on his throwing hand. Stayed in the game. They were down 24-0. The Giants won it 27-10. The Eagles dropped five of their last six games following a 10-1 start. Finished the season as the number five seed and will play at Tampa, like I said, Monday night against the Buccaneers. Sirianni was talking to the media after the game and he didn't really get into all the injuries. He said he felt terrible about Sidney Brown, that he got hurt, and he hopes he's going to be fine for the Bucs game. He said we'll see as the week goes on. They needed a win over New York and a Dallas loss to the Commanders to get the division and a home game in the playoffs. That didn't happen. Dallas won big by 28. And Tyrod Taylor worked the Eagles over. Their D gave up 400 yards to Taylor and the 6-11 Giants. Sirianni knew that the performance wasn't good enough from top to bottom, but he said everybody's 0-0 going into this week. He said when you get hit in life, when you get hit in football, you got two options. You can stay down or you can get the F up. And I know this group is fighters. I know this group will get up. Of course, they decided not to dress several players, Devonta Smith, DeAndre Swift, Fletcher Cox. It didn't matter. They still got spanked. He said the Eagles will do whatever they need to do to win the game Monday in Tampa. And Hurts said, I truly believe this team is more than capable of taking advantage of what's in front of us. You got to do the work and you got to do what you need to do. But all you need is a crumb. All you need is an opportunity. Bottom line is, they look like crap, and they have for over 6 weeks.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.